Hello, my imaginary friends. It's SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 6th of January, 2015. This is my audio blog. I'm SM2N. You can call me Simon if you like. I'm thinking about February. Not February, necessarily. Although I noticed that that Sassy Cat is starting to get, or has already got things moving on the February front, which is fantastic. But I'm thinking about other participation challenges in February, because I became aware very recently of something called Record Production Month, or the RPM Challenge, Record Production Month, RPM Challenge, which is at rpmchallenge.com, I think. That's a challenge that takes place in February every year. It's been going since 2006, apparently. And the idea is to record an album in the month of February. And by album, they mean 10 tracks and 35 minutes of audio, minimum. Well, a minimum of 10 tracks and a minimum of 35 minutes of audio in those 10 tracks or more. So, so it's very interesting. It's a recording, album recording challenge. The sort of unofficial rules, sort of convention seems to be that that it should contain only original material, nothing that's a cover version, and that you can write material for the RPM challenge before February, as long as you record it in the month of February. Then it still kind of counts. It still counts entirely. It's the recording and the production of the album, which is the seems to be the focus of this particular challenge, and the goal is to produce a finished CD of the album and chuck it in the post before the 1st of March, or by the 1st of March, 12 noon or something like that. One of the other unofficial rules is that you can continue working through the night up till noon on the 1st of March, as long as you don't go to bed, as long as you don't go to sleep, then it still counts. Which is one of the things that we... is that the Roger rule in February and Napod Pomo and Audio Mo, that as long as you don't go to bed, it still counts as the previous day? That's that one, the RPM challenge. So it's about record production and recording of the album, but you can do the writing beforehand. There's another one. That one's been going since 2006, and originally originally it was at one particular magazine, I think. People posted in their CDs at the end of the challenge, and then listening parties were held and stuff like that. There's something else going on in February that, which is also slightly alternative, is February Album Writing Month, FAWM.org. And with that one, the focus is on writing 14 songs within that period. Again, it's recording of the songs as well, and the minimum length of the album must be 29 minutes and 8 and 6 seconds or something, which is apparently the length of the first Ramones album. So that's the minimum length it has to be, and you have to write 14 songs, 14 and a half songs in a leap year. and a minimum of 29 minutes and 6 seconds of length. But you can include one cover, because this Ramones album had one cover version in it. So I'm not quite sure, yeah, why it's February album writing month if you can use a cover version for one of the songs. But anyway, that's an alternative one. So with that one, the emphasis is more on the writing of the songs and less on the production. So that might suit some people better to do the February album writing month. So you can then sit down and record rough demos of 14 songs and cover 29 minutes in those recordings. Then you've tracked it. So that's an interesting one. And then there's another one that happens in November alongside. I think the February album writing month has been going longer. I can't remember how long. But then there's the Nasso Almo, the National Solo Album Month, which takes place in November alongside NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, which was the original idea behind a lot of these, Napod Pomo and Nablo Pomo and Navlo Mo or whatever. So it happens in November, and that's the solo album writing month, which is another similar one. But I'm thinking about February, obviously, because February's right around the corner. And I'm also thinking that I might be able to achieve one of those challenges. And the reason I'm thinking of that is because in the Octava Festival Challenge thing in 2012, I did, rather than talking about other people's music, I made new music in that month, and I made six original songs, finished tracks from scratch, and one kind of cover version, silly satire cover version. So kind of 6 or 7 songs, depending on how you count it. And that was without having a particular framework in mind, because I didn't know anyone else was doing something like that. But now I know that people do in February. So I thought I'd talk about it here on Audioboo, and I know a few of my Audioboo friends are, Audioboomerians. That's a bit long for me, Audioboomerian. I mean, Audioboomers is already longer than Audioboers. Well, no, it isn't, is it? It's just kind of, yeah. Anyway, a number of people I know on Audioboo are musicians, and it might be fun if some of my Audioboo friends were to attempt it too, and we could have a conversation and track progress on Audioboo. Might be interesting. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about at the moment. When I'm not thinking, obviously, I'm thinking about work most of the time, in case my boss is listening. Well, I'm not thinking about stuff at home, like doing my accounts and tax stuff, which I did last night, still a few DIY things to do in the house, so a few more than a few, interesting, exciting to be thinking about maybe doing a music challenge next month, and being a part of a community. That might be cool. And chronicling it on Audioboo. Thanks for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.